I believe it'll help you. And anyhow, God showed me something, and maybe it'll be a blessing to you. I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Acts chapter number 15. Acts chapter number 15, a very familiar book in our Bible, and especially if you've been in my Sunday school class, because I really teach. I'm picking on our Sunday school teachers. We got the best Sunday school teachers, but they don't get the microphone and get to brag about their classes, and I do. I appreciate each one of them, though. Brother Josh and them do with our career, our college-age kids, and then Brother Matt, he's got the young adults, even though there's some old people in there, and then I'm trying not to look at them. And then my Sunday school class and Miss Lucy's Sunday school class and it's those ladies. And anyhow, and what did you want me to say? The best? Okay. All right. She stole all of the ladies out of my Sunday school class, and now they're going to call them the best. I hear how you do me. But anyhow, no, she does a wonderful job. I appreciate Miss Lucy and her farm report. She sent that to me this week. It was a blessing to me. Thank you so much. All right, Acts chapter number 15. Did I miss any of our adult Sunday school classes? Okay, nobody's hollering out. They'll probably wait until afterwards. You forgot about me. All right, here we go. Acts chapter number 15. How many of you are there? All right, we're going to start reading in verse number 36. All right, verse number 36. So get towards the end of the chapter. We'll read through the end of the chapter. The Bible says, "And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do." Let's just get where we're at. Paul's been on a missionary journey, his first missionary journey with Barnabas. He has returned back. Now Paul proposes to Barnabas, how about we go on a second journey and we'll visit the churches that we started on the first journey. We'll go by and see how they're doing. We'll go by and make sure that any need that they may have, we can meet or may be able to help them meet as we go through the same path and start churches as we go. We'll check on the churches we have already preached the word of the Lord. The Bible says in verse number 37, "And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark." Barnabas was a relative of Mark. And Barnabas said, "Hey, Paul, this second missionary journey sounds like a great idea. I'm going to bring Mark along. I'm going to bring Mark with us, Paul, because I think he can help us." Is everybody with me? Stay with me. Bible says in verse number 38, "But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work." Paul said, everybody with me? Paul said, "Barnabas, I ain't going with him again. He quit on us. He quit on us. He didn't go with us. He left us at Pamphylia. He didn't go with us to do this work. Most of these churches ain't even going to know who he is. He left us in a bind. We ended up having to pull resources to cover him not being there. We ended up having to do double the work, triple the work, because Mark left us. He departed from us. He walked away from us." Is everybody, y'all hear me? Y'all do understand, Paul wasn't being nice right here. Now, things changed in Paul's life as he got older, but at this point in his life, Paul was holding some grudges. And one of them grudges was old Mark. Mark had left them on the first journey. Not long after they got started, the Bible says in Acts chapter number 13 and verse 13, I believe it is, that Mark returned to Jerusalem and left Paul and Barnabas and the others to go do the work. Bible says in verse number 39, and the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. Let's talk about this for a minute. The Bible tells us that this disagreement between Paul and Barnabas was so bad that they walked away from each other. Now what you have to understand is this. Barnabas is a large reason. He's a huge reason as to why you and I even know there is a Paul. See, Paul got saved and Paul went back to Tarsus. Antioch became the Christian hub because of the persecution in Jerusalem. And the disciples, the leaders of the early church, sent Barnabas to Antioch to check on things, to see what was going on, because they heard the Holy Ghost was moving down there. Barnabas went to Antioch and he seen God moving. He seen the Holy Ghost working. And Barnabas said, you know what? I'm going to go get Paul. Read your Bible. It's all right there. Barnabas went to Tarsus, found Paul, brought Paul back with him to Antioch, and them two discipled the first believers there at Antioch. The Bible says about Antioch that they were first called Christians at Antioch. And Barnabas thought so much of Paul that he went and got Paul from obscurity in Tarsus and brought him to Antioch to help him minister and disciple the believers in Antioch. God was doing a great work. These two men had traveled together. These two men had taken love offerings for the church in Jerusalem. They had taken those to the church in Jerusalem. They had returned together. They traveled together. They slept in the same places. They walked in the same places. These guys were, let's just go ahead and do it like this. They were probably as close as you get to best friends as what we can see in the Bible. Went on missionary journey together, started churches together, but this guy, Mark, he did something that was so bad, Miss Cece. And Paul said, I ain't putting up with it. I ain't going to live with it. He's not going to walk where I walk. He's not going to eat across the table from me. He's not going to sleep in the same area that I'm sleeping in. And the contention, the Bible says, was so sharp between Paul and Barnabas, best buds, that they departed from one another. Never to be together again. Stay with me now. Is everybody with me? I'll preach fast if y'all listen fast, okay? We got to get there, though. So Barnabas takes Mark and he goes on, and Paul, go to verse number 40. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. Hey, you notice who wasn't recommended to the brethren by the brethren? Come on, y'all, stay with me now. Who wasn't recommended? If Paul and Silas was recommended, who wasn't? Barnabas and Mark. It wasn't just Paul that had a problem. Stay with me. Verse number 41. The Bible says, and he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. So it wasn't just Paul that had the problem with Mark. The whole church. The brethren. Say, but Barnabas took him. Yeah, but Barnabas was kinfolk. Come on, I need somebody to help me. If Barnabas don't take him, we got trouble, right? I've never preached on this guy before. But I want to this morning. I want to preach on John Mark. Who'd you think? I want to talk about John Mark, because we've all made that mistake. I need somebody to help me. We've all made that mistake. We've all made that mistake of departing when we should have stayed. It might be outside the church. It might be in the church. It might be at a job. It might be at a family reunion. I need somebody to help me right there. It ain't no telling what it is, but we've all experienced departing when we should have stayed. I mean, life would have been different had we stayed with the plan. Can you imagine there's some people that they were all in. Hey, Mark was all in, by the way. Let me say this, all right? Is everybody with me? Mark was all in. If you go and you study, the Bible tells us there's only 8 times that Mark is mentioned in your Bible. But we find Mark, very first time, we find him in chapter 12 of Acts. Then we find him again in chapter, at the end of chapter 12, and then in chapter number 13. But Mark sold out. Mark left Jerusalem. He left his family. He left his mother. He left all that he knew, and he went with Paul and Barnabas back to Antioch. And when Paul and Barnabas set sail and they left Antioch to go on their missionary journey, Mark went with them. He was all in. Man, he was excited about serving the Lord, and given the opportunity to do so, he jumped at it and he took off and left everything that he knew and went with Barnabas and Paul. I mean, come on, let's not talk too bad about the guy. How many of you have left everything that you know to follow after Jesus? I mean, it's a rarity anymore. Can I get a amen right there? And this guy left everything that he knew, not to drive around in a Corvette, not to fly around on a $61 million plane spreading the gospel. I need somebody to help me. Mark said, hey, y'all gonna walk thousands of miles and talk to a bunch of heathens? I'm in. Amen. We going to visit the barbarians? Count me in. We might get eaten. Oh, hey, praise God. Are y'all with me? He left it all. I mean, this guy was all in. But he started a journey and didn't finish it. Stay with me, because I ain't where I'm going. I just want you to see that we've all been there. We've all been excited. I mean, how many people can we go back to before 2020 and our scamdemic? How many of us can remember? Is everybody all right? Amen. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it like that. How many of us was all in, and all of a sudden pandemic comes along and we got, hey, people are out of church watching online. They were all in, but they departed. Why are you bringing all this up? Because we've all made mistakes. We've all made mistakes. We've all departed. We've all left when we probably should have stayed. And this was a stigma that followed Mark. Y'all hearing me? Y'all stay with me. The Bible says, Jesse, the brethren wouldn't even recommend Barnabas and Mark. The church turned their back. Oh, Mark, I wouldn't like to say this. Can I say this and be all right? Ain't nobody in the church rushed out there to take his place. But yet they had plenty of criticism for a man that didn't stick with the stuff. So as we look at this man, Mark, this morning, I want to be an encouragement to you, because we've all made the mistake. But I want you to look at John Mark's life with me just for a moment, and I'll be done. I want you to notice, first off, the introduction of John Mark in Acts chapter number 12. We're introduced to Mark in Acts chapter number 12. The Bible says in verse number 12, and when he had considered the thing, let me tell you a little bit about what's going on here. Peter was in prison. How many of y'all remember Peter being in prison? The angel come and delivered Peter from prison. How many of y'all remember that? And verse number 11, Peter, he comes to himself and he says, you know what? I just got saved by an angel. And when Peter, the Bible says, and when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Now the next verse, verse number 12. And when he had considered the thing, first place he wanted to go to was the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. I mean, of all places Peter could have went after breaking out of prison, he chooses to go to John Mark's house. Amen. Y'all stay with me, because this is important. This relationship carried on. Matter of fact, Peter calls Mark by a different name. He calls him Marcus in his writings, and he says Marcus is his son.
Amen.
Now, spiritually, in other words, Peter led John Mark to the Lord. Kind of like how Paul called Timothy his son in the faith. Is everybody with me? So we start off by seeing this young man. We see he has no daddy that's mentioned in scripture. All we see is a mama who's godly and having church at her house. Amen. Gathered together all the people and they're praying at her house. And apparently she had some money, because when Peter knocked on the door, a servant went and answered the door named Rhoda. And Peter said, hey, it's me. And she run back in without opening the door. Everybody all right? She thought it was a ghost or something. But we're introduced to John Mark and see that he's got a good upbringing. He's got a good background. Is everybody with me? Come on. Y'all got to stay with me here, or I can't preach fast. All right. He was a good person. He had a good upbringing and he meant well. He meant well. So when we look at this, we have to see that he meant well. The Bible tells us in the end of chapter number 12, the Bible says, but the word of God grew and multiplied in verse number 24 and verse 25. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Not only does the Bible tell us that he had a good upbringing, but undoubtedly Paul and Barnabas thought enough about him to say, hey, why don't you come and go with us? We're going to do a great work for the Lord. And John Mark leaves mama, amen, the wealth, amen, and his father in the Lord, Peter, to follow after Paul and Barnabas. The Bible tells us in chapter number 13 that the Holy Ghost separated out Paul and Barnabas for the first missionary trip. The Bible tells us that these men laid hands on Paul and Barnabas, ordained them for the ministry, ordained them for the journey, and sent them out. And in verse number 5, the Bible says, and when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister. That was John Mark. John Mark not only left everything in Jerusalem, Jesse, and went with them back to Antioch, but John Mark jumped at the chance to leave Antioch and go on the first missionary trip. We see this man throughout scripture. We see him, but I mean, we got a negative picture of who John is. Why? Because John made a mistake that we've all made. The Bible tells us that he transgressed, if you will. Let me say it like this. We see the introduction of John Mark, but secondly, we see the desertion of John Mark. The Bible tells us about this in verse number 13 of chapter 13. It says, now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. Hey, we're not told why he left. Stay with me. We're not told why he left. Could have been a pandemic. Biden was probably still in office back then, along with Nancy Pelosi. Is everybody all right? I'm just joking, all right? I'm just making fun of how old they are. But anyhow, here's the thing. God didn't tell us why he left. God didn't let us know why he left. And I think God did that for a reason. Because if we would have had a reason as to why John Mark left, then we could have looked back and said, well, I didn't do that. We don't know why he left. We don't know. Maybe mama was sick and he had to get back to her in Jerusalem. Maybe Peter called and said, hey, dude, I need some help. Maybe he just got tired. Maybe he got sick. Maybe something was going on in Jerusalem. Persecution was coming to the house of his family. And he said, you know what? I need to be there to protect them. We don't know why he left. God didn't give us that information. The Holy Spirit didn't let us know. All we know is that he deserted. And because he deserted, because he made a choice, he was judged by it. He was judged by it by Paul. He was judged by it by the brethren. Stay with me. The desertion of John Mark, it started out good, but he didn't finish. He caused a great burden on those that was in the journey. And he caused great division by his leaving. Stay with me. These folks that was all in, that left, nobody knows why. It's caused burdens. It's caused division. And if we're not careful, stay with me, we can be just like the church, just like the brethren who refused to recommend them. Just like everybody else who looked down their nose because they didn't stick around. Stay, y'all, are y'all with me? As preacher, we starting this new year off with this? It is. You're going to like it. I promise you, you're going to like it. Because the Holy Ghost had plenty for Mark to do. And I want you to know something. We don't know what, when Barnabas and Paul split and they went their different ways, we don't have anybody, Jenny, that went along with them to write and tell us what all they did. The Holy Ghost didn't let us know what all John Mark was doing at this time. But whatever he was doing, God was mighty proud of. I'm gonna show you that. We see the introduction of John Mark. We see the desertion of John Mark. Number three, we see the restoration of John Mark. This took place. You'll have to go and do some studying because you won't find it in your Bible. But the first missionary journey took place around 47 to 48 A.D. John Mark was a young man at this time. How many of you know young people make mistakes? Come on, help me. Amen. Glory to God. We've all been there. And John Mark was a young man when this happened. I want you to know that restoration for John Mark took place in his maturity. It took time. See, not everybody's as perfect as you and I are. For some, it takes some time. How many of y'all did it took some time? I got my hand to the sky. All right. I'm not perfect. I was just making fun of that you think you are. All right, so his maturing, time heals. It took some time. There was some time between the first missionary trip and the second missionary trip. But later, listen to me, in 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 11, Paul says, hey, bring John Mark because he is profitable to me. Amen. What? What happened, Jenny? This was the same dude that Paul said, I ain't going nowhere with him. I'm telling you right now, Barnabas, if it's the end of our relationship, if it's the end of our friendship, I am not going with John Mark. And then in 2 Timothy chapter number 4, at the end of Paul's life, he said, please bring Mark because he is profitable to me for the ministry. Oh, ooh, what happened? Mark grew up. Mark matured in the Lord. Stay with me. How did this restoration take place? He matured.
But he had a mentor, Barnabas. Barnabas said, hey, Paul, you can dislike him all you want. Church, you can dislike him all you want, but he's going with me. Oh, see, what you don't miss this. Barnabas did the same thing for Paul. Barnabas did the same thing for Paul. Bible says about Barnabas, he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost, and apparently he was full of grace. You know what we need in our church? We need some mentors in our church that are good men and good women who are full of the Holy Ghost and full of grace. Why? Because there's some people that made some mistakes. There's some people that have walked away when they should have stayed, and they need somebody to restore them back to the fellowship. Stay with me. I told you it ain't even good yet. It's getting there though. His restoration came through his maturing. His restoration came through a mentor. Somebody that took time with John Mark. Somebody that looked beyond his fault and his failure and seen his potential. We see his restoration as he matured, as he was mentored. Apparently, he started earning some things for himself. What I mean by this is his merit. Paul says, take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable. Does everybody see that? Paul said, he's very useful to me. There was something that God did in Mark from the first missionary journey to now that Paul says, you know what? I want him around me. In Philemon chapter number 24, as Paul writes to Philemon, he calls Mark his fellow laborer. I can't make this stuff up. Is everybody all right? I mean, in Colossians, we learn about John Mark being the cousin or the nephew of Barnabas, and Paul once again talking good about him. Something changed. So lastly, and I'm done. We see the introduction of John Mark. We see the desertion of John Mark. Horrible time. We see the restoration of John Mark. How many of you are glad there's an opportunity for us to be restored? Hey, I made a mistake, preacher. It ain't the end. I failed, preacher. It ain't final. I left and I should have stayed. I'm glad you're back. Why? Because there's some inspiration. John Mark. Y'all ready? The inspiration of John Mark. Huh? How can we find inspiration in John Mark if he's only mentioned in 8 verses? I'm glad you asked. And see, for those of you that know anything about numerology, 8 is the number of new beginnings. 8 people got off of the ark. A new beginning. The world was destroyed. 8 got off the ark. A new beginning. And John Mark is mentioned in the Bible 8 times. A new beginning. Y'all stay with me. I just like it. You ain't got to like it. I like it for both of us. Is everybody right? You ready? How is John Mark an inspiration? Do you know that the Holy Ghost decided that John Mark would be the first man to write about the life of Jesus Christ? The Gospel of Mark was written by the dude that left early and should have stayed. I need somebody to help me. I don't know if that, I don't know what that does for you, but it gives me hope. That even though I messed up, God still got to work for me. Is everybody all right? Now, the Holy Ghost, oh, the brethren didn't like him. The brethren didn't recommend him. Paul didn't recommend him. God said, I got to work for you, boy. And God allowed this deserter to be the first writer about the life of Jesus Christ. Not Matthew. Matthew said, hey, he's a perfect king. Luke said, hey, he's a perfect man. John said, I got y'all beat. He's a perfect God. Listen, but the very first writer, old Mark, he said, he's a perfect servant. What would he know about serving? He left. Oh, y'all ain't getting it, but I'm getting it for us. Hey, something changed in Mark. He matured and God allowed him by inspiration of the Holy Spirit to write the Gospel of Mark. And he portrayed Christ as the perfect servant who didn't leave, who stayed with the stuff, who went all the way. Amen. Say with me. And he portrayed him not only as a perfect servant, but as the sin offering. John learned some things. John said, hey, for my sin, there has to be a sacrifice. For my sin, there has to be an offering. And he said, let me tell you about the perfect servant. One who came from glory, one who left the throne room, came and was born and laid in a manger, grew up in the home of a carpenter, lived a life where he owned no car, no truck, no donkey, didn't even have a tomb. He had to borrow that. Is everybody with me? And he still came and fulfilled his purpose, which was saving me. Forgiven me of my sin. This is what John, is everybody with me? Of all the people God could have let write the first gospel, God chose somebody that left when they should have stayed. Remember I told y'all that first journey when he left was around 47, 48 AD. The book of Mark wasn't written until between 55 and 64 AD. I wonder if John Mark didn't leave. God got a hold of him over there in Jerusalem and said, hey, I want you to write this down and then you can go back and... I need somebody to help me right here. Hey, not everybody's going to understand why you walked away. But God had a purpose. It may not have been the best circumstances, but God had a use for it. Mark, John Mark is an inspiration for us all. Because we can all depart. We leave when we should have stayed. But that don't mean we got to stay gone. I need somebody to help me. I did some studying on John Mark, as you probably can tell. I found out that he was the first pastor of a Christian church in Alexandria. At this time, listen, this is good. I think it's good anyhow. John Mark is the reason. He was called Mark the Evangelist. And because of John Mark, Africa got the gospel. Now, Paul made sure Europe had this. When he went into Macedonia, thank God Paul brought the word of God into Europe, which trickled over to America. Stay with me. But John Mark, though his life wasn't written, but y'all stay, oh my goodness. Though somebody wasn't following him around, writing down everything that he done, God did a work in that boy.
That's right.
And the entire continent of Africa got the word of God because of the guy that left that probably should have stayed.
That's right.
What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying things might have been tough over the last 2 years, and there might have been some that's left. But God ain't finished. And just because you and I don't know the whole story doesn't mean you and I have a right to judge what little bit of information we do have. What are you trying to say, preacher? Maybe you were the one that walked off. How many of you know this? You can stay in church and still be gone. I'm gonna say that one more time. You can sit in a pew and still be gone. You can come and attend church every Sunday and still be gone. What are you saying, preach? I'm saying you might have departed when you should have stayed. You might have left a little early. That don't mean God's finished. Mark's mentioned 8 times. A new beginning. Everything you hear about John Mark is preached in negative. Man, he loved Paul. Paul wouldn't have nothing to do with him. But God had something to do with him. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying let John Mark be an inspiration to us all. Amen. Just because you made a mistake, and it was a mistake, for the church to react the way it did, Paul to react the way it did, it was a mistake.
That's right.
But God used it. I don't think y'all see this. I don't think you're getting a hold of it, but God used it. Because he portrayed Christ as the offering for sin. Y'all hear me? John Mark knew what it was like to mess up.
That's right.
And he wrote about Jesus that he was that sin offering to put us back in a right relationship. He wrote from experience of how God can restore you. I don't know about y'all. I'm excited about this year. I may run a lap before this year's over with. Probably not, but I might. I'm just warning y'all in case it happens. Don't leave the building. I don't know what God's going to do, but what I do know is this. For those of us that have messed up along and along, even while we were still here, God has a work for us. Hey, we got a baptism. You run, go get them. Go get him. Dalton's coming to the piano. Maybe this morning you come see me. Come on. You left when you shouldn't have. You made a mistake sometime along the year, this past year. You gotten a little away from the Lord. Why don't you come this morning and get this thing right? Heads bowed and eyes closed. Come find a place around the altar. Preacher, you don't know what I did. I don't need to know what you did. God wouldn't let us know what John Mark did. I don't need to know what you did. Nobody's judging you. All I'm trying to let you know this morning is God can do a great work in your life if you'll let him. Failure is not final. Though the world may look at what you did and they may cast judgment, it ain't over. God has the final say. And what becomes of your life. And the one that left early, the one that made a mistake, the one that brought so much dissension and division, the same guy. God used to write us one of the greatest stories. The gospel, the good news. How a God who sat on the throne of glory came down as a servant, not to rule over man, but to serve man. How he served him by his death on a cross. An offering for the sins of not only John Mark, but of the entire world. This morning, I want to ask you a question while they getting ready, heads are bowed and eyes are closed, but this morning, God will do the same in your life. I wonder this morning if somebody be honest with this preacher and say, preacher, if I was to die sitting in this chair I'm sitting in, I do not know where I'd spend eternity. I don't know if I'd go to heaven. I don't know if I'd go to hell. Preacher, I'm unsure. Will you pray for me? I want you to do me a favor. I want you to lift your hand right up. You ain't got to lift it high, just high enough for me to see. Preacher, I'm unsure if I was to die this morning where I would spend eternity. Preacher, will you pray for me? Is there anybody like that? Be honest with me. All right, I don't see anybody. Let's say this. I want you to be honest with me now, church. How many of you left when you should have stayed, made mistakes in your life? I want you to raise your hand. Keep them up. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, you see these hands. God, a bunch of people just like John Mark. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you'll use us like you used John Mark. Lord, I pray that you'd encourage every hand, every person that's in this building to know that our failures aren't final. God, you can do a great work through us, even though we've not always done as we should. God, I love you this morning and thank you for your mercy and grace, your offering.